What's going on, people? Welcome back to my new podcast. And in this podcast, in this mastery session, we're going to be talking about leadership because that is vital to the success you desire. So the first way to be a real leader, to bring your team, to inspire those around you, to go after the vision you desire. The first way to make that happen, you must build, you must create, you must talk about a compelling vision. That is so vital. You must paint a picture of where you and the team want to go. And I say compelling for a reason. Because when something is compelling, it's so exciting. It pulls you towards that vision. You won't have to push yourself. You won't have to use much effort because it's so exciting. You spring out of bed. You're so excited. It pulls you towards a vision. It pulls you towards a goal. It pulls you towards your ambitions, your dreams. As a leader, you must be able to communicate that compelling vision clearly with your team, with the people around you. That is so important. That is so important. You must be able to communicate clearly where you and the team want to go together. Together. Okay? Now, this second point is you must enlist others. You must enlist others in the envisioning process. You're probably thinking, what the hell is that, Andy? Enlist others. When you enlist others and you give people the support to create the vision with you, because there's a saying, people only support what they create. People only support what they create. When they feel that sense of ownership over the vision, they feel like they created it. They felt like they had the input on that vision. That's when things shift. That's when things shift. Think about it. Everything in your life that you have ownership over, may it be your jumper, your phone, your computer, your game consoles, your TV, your food, everything you have, everything in your life that is yours, it's yours. You take care of that, I guarantee. I guarantee you take care of that compared to someone else's. There might be someone else's jumper, someone else's phone, someone else's game console, someone else's food. You don't really care about that because it's not yours. But when something's yours and you have ownership over it, you'll give your blood, sweat and tears to make that happen, to make that vision happen. So when it comes to leader, make sure your teammates have an input on the vision. Make sure they feel like they are creating the vision with you, so they have that ownership. You enlist them. That's so key. The third tip on why to be a real leader and how to be a real leader is you must, this is a key, you must embody the principles. Embody the principles. So in short, be the change you wish to see. You could be all mouth. You could be like, you know what? You could be like, you know what, team? We got to do this, that and the other. We got to achieve this, this and that. But if you're not doing that, if you're just sitting on your ass all day, eating donuts, stuck on your phone, not putting the work, not hustling, but you're telling your team to put in the work, to start hustling, to eat healthy, to do all this, but you're not doing it yourself, they're going to think, who's this fool? Who's this guy telling me what to do? So it's so important for you to embody the principles, to be the change you wish to see. You have to embody that vision. You have to be the person. You have to embody the person you need to be to achieve that vision. Because your teammates will see you and be like, you know what? Fair play. He or she is putting in the work. Now we can. Now we will. I'm inspired to do this now because my leader is showing real leadership. Inspire those to take action. Inspire those with your dedication. That is real leadership. That is real leadership. Because when people see you living the principles and the values behind the vision, everything shifts. everything shifts. Because there's a saying, there's a famous saying. I don't know it precisely, but it goes like this. If you do not believe the messenger, or if they do not believe the messenger, they will not believe the message. If they do not believe the messenger, they will not believe the message. So you as a leader are the messenger. They need to believe in you. You need to be the change they wish to see, so they believe the message. And the message is the vision. The fourth reason, the fourth step, the fourth tip on why, on how to be a real leader, on how to be a great leader, on how to inspire your team to achieve your goals, your ambitions, the dreams you as a team desire, you must be vulnerable. And when I say vulnerable, I mean as a leader, you must be open. You must be real with your teammates. You must be real with your team. And when I say team, it can be your family. A team is a family. You must be real with them. You must be open. You must be vulnerable. You must talk about your struggles, about your successes, about your pain, about your challenges with your team. Because you know what? When you do that, they see you as a human being. They see you as someone who they can connect with. And when you're open, they become open. They start sharing their struggles, their successes with you, their challenges, their pain points with you. So you can really build that strong connection. And when you have a strong connection with your teammates, your team, you can go very far. Very, very far. But if you decide to be closed up, put up that barrier and not be open with your team, they'll do the same. And you'll get nowhere. You won't know how to motivate them. You won't know anything about them. And that's dangerous. That's dangerous if you want to inspire your team. Also, on this point, this is vital. Allow your team to put their hands up and say, you know what? I made a mistake. Allow your team to be vulnerable. Allow your team to say, you know what? I made a mistake. They're comfortable with saying that. Because if they're not and they keep their mistakes hidden, the team will never progress. Because as a team, you need to learn from your mistakes so you can make sure they never happen again. So you can now progress towards success. So make sure you allow your team to put their hands up and say, you know what, I made a mistake. And this is how we can learn from it. That is so key towards to the success you desire. That is so key. Now the fifth and final step, tip on how to be a real leader is empower your team. You must empower your team with the tools, the resources they need to achieve the success the team desires. You need to inspire them. You need to empower them with the tools and the trust they need to achieve success. You need to give them the tools, the resources, everything they need, and then trust them with them. Give them the trust, genuine trust. Genuine trust with those resources, with those tools, so they can go out there and achieve the success they desire. That is so important. That is so important. So if you're listening to this and you've been struggling with motivating people around you, you've been struggling with inspiring those to help you achieve the vision that they desire and that you desire, your own vision and their vision. You just want to inspire people to take action on their goals, their dreams, their ambitions. And you must be a leader to do that. You have to be a leader, and anyone can be a leader. Anyone can choose to stand up and be a leader. You listen to this, you can be a leader. And you might be thinking a leader is someone who's loud, shouting, all this. That's not true. That's not true at all. A leader is someone who genuinely cares. Genuinely cares for their people. A mum in a household is a leader. She genuinely cares for her children. She wants the best for them. She has a compelling vision for them. A bright future. She does her best to embody the principles, being the change she wishes to see. She's vulnerable. She shares her pain points. She shares her successes. She empowers her children with the tools and the resources they need. She sends them to school. She buys them all these resources, these books, everything they need for them to succeed in this life. A mum is a leader. Anyone is a leader. Anyone can be a leader. But you must choose to stand up. You must choose to become a real leader. And that takes guts. That takes courage. What's going on, people? I hope you enjoyed the episode on four reasons, four steps, four tips on how to be a real leader, on how to inspire your team to take action towards that compelling vision. So if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe, like, share, comment, because it's free. It don't cost you nothing. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. There'll be a new episode coming out this week, maybe next week. But yes, stay tuned.